So thank you for this opportunity to present this afternoon. You've heard a little bit about the Omaha system in policy and in education, and I'm going to try and shed a little light on the use in practice.
You're going to introduce yourself.
I will. Yes, I'm getting there. Just wait. I have no relationship to disclose. Can you tell that we know one another? We all work together. I am only one of several people engaged in this work, as you can see, and Madeline and Karen are two people that are connected. Another one of our agency people, Amy Litton, has been in this work from the very beginning. So, and then I would be very remiss if I did not thank one of my public health nurses, Kathy Gagne, who along with Amy has been in this work from the very beginning. And Kathy helped me put this presentation together. By way of a little bit of introduction, my name is Joan Brandt, and I'm a Family Health Section Manager for St. Paul Ramsey Public Health, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our department in just a minute. And Kathy is one of the public health nurses who works very closely with me in our home visiting services. By the end of this presentation, I hope that you'll have some ideas about the use and application of the Omaha system in public health nursing home visiting practice. Informatics is about using our data to inform and improve our practice, but there really are very few agencies that can afford dedicated time and staff to these efforts. Not only does one need to dedicate staff time, but you have to have staff who have the interest, expertise, and understanding to really engage in turning the data around to better understand what is and what could be. Many of the electronic systems that are available to our work have the Omaha system embedded for documentation purposes. Within Minnesota, we have three public health, really public health electronic health records, and all three have the Omaha system embedded into them, so that makes it a little bit easier for us. From that, we can create large data sets that are available to really look at our practice and the care that we give. It's kind of a unique opportunity. So by way of a little bit of background from where I'm from, Ramsey County is located at the bend of the Mississippi River in Minnesota. St. Paul is the county seat. It's also the capital city of Minnesota. The county encompasses, it's a very small geographic county. It's the little red dot there. We're only 207 square miles, but it's home to all or parts of 19 cities and 5 school districts. Our population is about 500,000, and we are projected to increase our growth in the next 25 years by about 20%. As with many communities, our fastest growing age group is our residents over the age of 65. We have a fairly significant population. Actually, we have the largest Burmese refugee population in the United States. So we're home to a growing number of immigrant families. Compared to the rest of the state, we have a high rate of moms who receive late or no prenatal care and have low birth weight babies. While overall Minnesota is known to be a very healthy state, we're also home to some of the most significant disparities in the nation, and our community, our county, is part of the problem, something I'm not proud of. About a fourth to a third of our children within St. Paul live in poverty. None of this makes us proud. Actually, it makes me dig in my heels a little bit deeper and work harder to try and narrow the gaps a bit. And the Omaha system, I think, really does help us look at what it is that we're doing and how can we move our work forward. Diane referred to one of our county commissioners. She is probably the strongest supporter of public health nursing home visiting practice in the state of Minnesota. It's absolutely incredible. We're really fortunate to have her. And she did embrace the Omaha system. Our health department has about 300 FTEs that are employed. I am only one of 8 managers within the department. I manage the family health section. We have approximately 45 public health nurses and 5 teams who are doing home visits through evidence-based models, such as nurse-family partnership and nurse-family partnership and Healthy Families America. As well as just traditional public health nursing home visiting practice. We also have a lead program and an asthma program, home visiting program within our section. We are the oldest and largest public health nursing agency residing in a local health department in the state of Minnesota, something we're pretty proud of, actually. In addition to that, we have well over, it's probably closer to 30 years now of home visiting experience. with a dedicated team of culturally specific nurses and paraprofessionals, and we believe that because of that, our birth outcomes look really good compared to the county as a whole. So that gives you a little bit of background about our agency. I can't take much credit for the work of the agency. I've only been there for 2 years, thus the change in the bio. But I have been, I think, a moving force in terms of really looking, moving forward with using MD Omaha data to look at the work that we do. Since I arrived, we've been working more closely with the University of Minnesota in increasing our capacity to use the Omaha system. And honestly, it's been met with mixed success. Not because of anything that Karen or the university team have done, but it's more because of our agency's history with the electronic health record. The reality is that we currently have a system that's not worked well with the public for the public health nurses. Actually, it's been a nightmare for them. And because Omaha is embedded within the system, the nurses have intermixed their feelings about the electronic health record with the Omaha system. So they don't like either one. Prior to my arrival, there was really, I think, little understanding about the nature of the Omaha system, particularly among the leadership team. So we really tried to work hard in addressing that. And we're kind of in a juxtaposition because by nature of having this leadership and nurses who really don't like the Omaha system, we have two really strong nurses within our agency who have really worked with this since the beginning of time, and our leaders, actually national leaders with the Omaha system. So it's a little bit of a difficult position to be in, but I'm really lucky because I have these two wonderful public health nurses who have the expertise and the passion within the agency to help me understand what's possible with Omaha. One of the things that we've been able to do within the agency is link our practice standards into the pathways so that the expectations of the standards of practice are within Omaha. The nurses can use that, the Omaha system to kind of guide, their practice. Clearly, we do have the data that will allow us to better understand what it is that we're doing. But there have been lots of issues. As we moved on a path to trying to understand how Omaha might better help us understand our practice, Karen graciously came in and worked to help increase our inter-rater reliability. Because one of the things that I found out when I started was that nurses were just using the rating scales to just use the rating scales. They didn't really think about what a 3 meant or what a 5 meant. And so they were just assigning numbers. And so we really have been working hard to increase our inter-rater reliability. Karen came in and did some training with what we call KBS champions from each of the teams, along with our leadership team, to try and hopefully increase the reliability. That's been met with a little bit of success, but not great. So what I had to do was back out, and instead of trying to do KBS ratings across the board, we've just taken the parenting problem, and we're really focusing on that right now. And the reason we chose parenting is because the state uses the parenting KBS, or behavior status, as an outcome for measurement for home visiting services within the state of Minnesota. So for us, it was really important to increase our inter-rater reliability around that particular rating. And then as we get good at that, we'll begin to move out. So I've had nurses come in and say, does this mean we're getting rid of KBS? Absolutely not. It means we're going to get really good at them instead. So we're working on it. As Diane, I think I may have lost a slide. Let me see if I got it here. As Diane alluded to, one of the nurses in the agency, Kathy, has been able to crosswalk the McVee benchmarks to the Omaha system, and that's been a godsend for us, actually, because we are a McVee-funded agency, and so we have to be reporting these to the benchmarks and outcomes accordingly. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect crosswalk. It's not a perfect match by any stretch of the imagination, but we have been able to do some linking, and what Kathy is currently doing is tweaking some of the questionnaires to be able to capture the data more specifically. So while Omaha gives us more generalized data, for our grant requirement purposes, what she's had to do is just create some additional questions that she's put into questionnaires for us. So it's been an exciting, I'm going to go backwards here, collaboration between our health department and the University of Minnesota. Another exciting project that we worked on was a case mix analysis. One of Karen's graduate students came in. This was early on in my beginning with the agency. We talked a lot about looking at caseloads and trying to figure out how do you equalize caseloads, how do you understand caseloads, how do you begin to know that when this nurse says her caseload is so complex she can only carry X number of clients, it's equal to this one over here. And so we began to talk with Karen about how might we be able to do that, and one of her grad students came up with a formula that crunched the numbers, the data, and provided us with a case mix analysis. So it is possible to do it. The downside of that is it's way too complex of a formula for my little brain to get around, so I need more grad students to be able to kind of tweak that formula to make it more usable, but it's possible. That's the good news. It's also been a great opportunity for researchers to be closer to clinical practice and to, you know, forge ahead working with clinical data. And hopefully our county residents have benefited from the collaboration as well, because what we're doing is looking at our data and trying to improve our services. So going forward, there's great potential. We believe it to be value. Kathy and Amy are hot on this little, what they want to be able to do is use our tools, the tools that we use for assessment purposes, and just have that kind of automatically generate KBS ratings. How fun would that be? Mm-hmm. So they're constantly thinking about what are other ways that we can be using this, how can we be generating more usable data, and how can this be more usable for public health nurses in practice. Obviously, there's a lot more work to do. It's truly an exciting opportunity to even have the opportunity to pull data related to practice and really be able to look at what it is that we're doing and what the implications of our work is absolutely amazing. I do believe that there's no end to the questions that we might generate and to what we might ultimately be able to say about the impact of public health nursing practice because of the availability of consistent, reliable data provided by people who are actually doing the work. So, thank you.